Do you know what the rapture is? It's a big deal in the South. Maybe it's a big deal in the Southwest, too. The rapture is when everybody goes up. You know, it happens. That's it. Everybody just goes straight up. March Journal. It's a different March than what we have around here. I use the we because I used to live out west, too. March Journal. After the rapture comes, and everyone goes away quicker than cream in a cat's mouth, all of them gone in an endless slipknot down the sky and its pink tongue into the black hole of somewhere else, what will we do? Left with the empty spaces of our lives intact, the radio frequencies still unchanged, the same houses up for sale, same books unread, all comfort gone, and it's comforting. For us, the earth is a turbulent rest, a different bed altogether, and kinder than that. After the first death is the second, a little fire in the afterglow, somewhere to warm your hands. The clean, clear line, incised, unbleeding, sharp and declarative as a cut, the instant before the blood wells out. March blues. The insides were blue, the color of power putty. When Luke dissected the dogfish, the plastic blue in the whey shark skin and fenestrated, its severed tail fin bobbed like a wing nut in another pan as he explained the dye job and what connected with what. Its pursed lips skewed and pointed straight lined at the ceiling. The inside so blue, so blue. March gets its second wind. Starlings high shine in the trees as Dread puts his left foot down and then the other. Buds hold their breaths and sit tight. The weeping cherries lower their languorous necks and nibble the grass, sprout ends that jump head first from the ground. Magnolia drums blue weight next door when the sun is right. Rhythm comes from the roots of the world, rehearsed and expandable. After the ice storm, a shower of crystal down from the trees shattering over the ground like cut glass twirling its rainbows. Sunlight in flushed layers under the clouds twirling and disappearing into the clenched March grass. Structure is binary. Intent on a resolution, its parts tight but the whole loose and endlessly repetitious. And here we stand. Caught in the crucifixial noon with its bled attendant bells and nothing to answer back with. Forsythia purrs in its burning shell. Jonquils like Dante's angels appear from their blue shoots. How can we think to know of another's desire for darkness, that low coo like a dove's insistent outside the heart's window? How can we think to think this? How can we sit here crossing out line after line, such five-finger exercises up and down, learning our scales, and say that all quartets are eschatological heuristically when the willows swim like medusas through the trees, their skins beginning to blister into a thousand green welts? How can we think to know these things? Clouds like full suds in the sky keeping away. Keeping away. Form is finite, an undestroyable hush over all things.